Hurricane Matthew did leave its mark on a few Georgia cotton fields in the southeast part of the state. Richie Seaton with the Georgia Cotton Commission has this update.
Southeast Georgia did suffer some crop damage from Matthew. I've talked to a couple of producers over there, and they had from 4 to 7 inches of rain overnight and about 50-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 80. You know, some cotton was blown out, and another problem will be the winds actually blew the cotton plants, and they're twisted up, so it's hard to see the rows. So that'll make it a little bit more difficult for a defoliation and harvest. But, you know, damage is damage, and we certainly didn't need it this year with low prices and the drought conditions that we had in many areas of the state. But hopefully the damage was minimal. I'm certain it could have been a lot worse than what it was. But thankfully we dodged a bullet on this one and, you know, did have some damage, but it's hopefully not catastrophic.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.